taught him work in together. And how do we understand what the message of Shlomo HaMelech is? And it could be that there's a chibur between these pshatim. And that's what I was trying to bring out with the maaseh from Rabbi Aryeh Levin, which we spoke about with Rebbe Fall, with his son Rebbe Fall. Perhaps the pshat, really, all of these pirushim are really choylich al mokam echad. They all go to one place. They go to one place. Because the emes is, there's two ways to be oisik in Torah mitzvahs. One is to be oisik Torah mitzvahs as an outsider, and one is to be oisik in Torah mitzvahs as insider. It's a big difference between the two. Very big difference. In learning, everybody knows there's a tremendous difference. Right? I never met somebody that was oisik in learning and didn't get a geshmak in learning. I never met, in my entire life, I never met a person, a Jew, that was oisik in Torah and didn't get a geshmak in Torah. Any guy that ever told me they didn't get a geshmak in Torah, they never were oisik but Torah. They never were oisik but Torah. Then we say Vaharivna. It can't be Vaharivna without Lasek B'divrei. Once you're Oisik in Torah, we're learning now the Sugi of Arif. It's not Shaykh to learn the Sugi and not get a Gishmak. Not Shaykh. It's impossible. Any human being is not Shaykh. Elamai, you could just look at the Sugi and go to Shara Sugi. That's Takanak Gishmak. Was a takanish gishmak. Not only that, the gishmak I've been learning you get is when you get some level of comfort with the learning. As long as you're uncomfortable, it's like a new shoe, and it's like cutting in the back and in the front and the toe, you know those new shoes, where your feet feel gefelach. That's the way a blat gemara is until you start getting some comfort in a blat gemara. It's cutting in and also it's not gishmak. There's even the Achronim even explain that we have all kinds of theories in Chazal. If Divrei Torah make a person healthy, will Divrei Torah make a person weak? Man choyli rabbonon, right? And then we find on the other hand, the Gemara says that when one of the Amigoyim, his face was shining, it's a bodily disease, Yerushalmi, they said one of two things. Your face, mamish, looks, you're glowing. One of two things. Either it's a chemical reaction. You drank wine. There was a certain kind of wine. It gave you a miras ponim. Or, shmaitz achadet. Epis, you got a achidish here. In learning. Those are the two possibilities. So the achronim ask, what do you mean? I thought man choyli rabbonon. So they say, Man choyli rabbonon is while you're trying, while you're working the sugya, but then when you get that pshat, when you get that deeper understanding, then you have a geshmakai. So the people who just do enough learning to like feel the difficulties or what they don't understand, and then they walk away, it's not geshmak. Taka not geshmak. Taka. And there's a lot of those kind of people. They don't have a geshmak in learning. But I never met a guy who's oisik b'Torah, doesn't have a geshmak. In fact, I never explained the svara to somebody who was focusing on the svara and got the svara klar and didn't get simcha from the svara. I never saw it. My lifetime, I never saw it. See a guy who in the middle of when you're talking to him, he phases out. Yeah, but if you're really getting it, Reb Chatzkel Lubranski puts it into a pasuk. And Parshas Bishalach. It says, they came to Mora. They came to Mora, the water was bitter. They couldn't drink the water from Mora. Because the water was bitter. Right? It says, Hashem gave them a piece of wood. He threw it in, and it got sweet. So, Pchatzko Abramsky, this is not a Rebbe. It sounds like a Rebbe Shatur. It's Pchatzko Abramsky. He says, this is the Pshat. Not Pshat. Shekel and Pesach. Vayavoyu Morosa. They came to Mora. Mora where they got Mikdash Parshis. They got some Torah in Mora. V'lo yochlu lishto yismayim in Mora. They couldn't drink the Torah. Kimorimain, there wasn't Gishmak. It was bitter. It was bitter. Vayirenu Hashem Eitz. The Rebbeinu Shem gave him an Eitz, Ein Eitz, Ela Eitzah. Vayash Leich El Amoyim. Yeah, if you stand outside going, it's not going to taste good. Vayash Leich El Amoyim, jump in. Oh, Vayim Tiku Amayim. Then the water became sweet. First time I saw Zuchatzal Abramsky, I was about 12 years old. I saw it in the Sefer, in Mayonis HaNetzach, as a Sefer on Chumash. Then it was a new Sefer, now it's an old Sefer. I think now it's so old, people don't use it anymore. When I was a little kid, I had these bunch of little one-line Divrei Torah, perfect for a 12-year-old. So, they had this from Zuchatzal Abramsky. I remember I saw it, I was so excited, that Friday night I sent it over to my family. Right, and I even gave them a marshal. It was my first marshal that I gave my family as a 12-year-old. I said, this reminds me of the pool in the bungalow colony. So the pool in the bungalow colony those days had no heat. It was never heated. Today, a heated pool, everybody has a heated pool. No heat, no. And the way it worked in the bungalow colony, if you went swimming between 10 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon, it was freezing. And slowly it would warm up by 3-4 o'clock. It was tolerable. The only way to go into that pool and enjoy it, you have to jump in. So for 2 minutes you're frozen, and after 5 minutes it's geschmack, it's gewaltig. But there were always this chabur of older people came to the pool, the same chever. Well, to me they were older, maybe they were in the mid-50s, but then they were my age, but then I looked at them as Canaan. They all came to the pool the same way. They had those beautiful silk bathing suits. The bathing suits looked like they never saw water. It's hakadin. They weren't worn, they probably never had to launder it either. Because they wore it, for an hour a day, they wore it to the pool. They came to the pool every day the same thing. Stick the toe in. Ah, it's a cold. It's freezing. Midaf redden mit Mr. Gerzlin. You have to talk to the guy who's running the pool. You have to get the water warm. Every day was the same stupid conversation. Why they came again to do it, I don't know. But every day they came with the bathing suit, stuck their toes in. And I remember looking at them, because by the time they came, I was already with my friends. We were having, we were in the pool in Gan Eden. I remember looking at them as, you fools, jump in! Again, I didn't have the chutzpah to tell them that. Just jump in! It'll take you 2 minutes! And you're sitting out there complaining for an hour! Jump in and you'll enjoy like we enjoy. I remember that when I saw this of Chatzal Abramsky, I said, oh, that's a vayash lechel amoy. That's a chatzal. If you just try to turn out like this, you don't really get anything. It's just cold. It's nekishma. Vayash lech! If you jump in, then the taka becomes sweet. Then the Torah, you have to engage. The emes is the mitzvahs are that way also. The same way. If you do a mitzvah, naked, right? You do a mitzvah without really knowing what you're doing and understanding what you do. It's like a shmak. It's like davening when you don't know what the words mean. You know, people ask me, Rebbe, how do I get a geschmack out in davening? They want me to give them from Reb Nachman Breslov, or I should give them a kameya. So I always ask the same question. I say, do you know the words that you're saying? Mostly they tell me no. I say, how in the world do you expect to have geschmack to mumble words you have no idea what you're talking about? I don't even understand. I don't know where I don't think 20 kameyas from Reb Chaim Knievsky and the Rashash when Arizal. I don't think you get how you get a geschmack and standing for an hour and mumbling words. They have no idea what you're talking about. You want a bracha from me? I need something to be the bracha zol chalza. I always tell guys, learn one bracha. Take one bracha at a time. Take one bracha shmoneh esrei, learn it. Take one psukei dezimra, take one halleluka, learn it. And without fail, any guy that's done it well, they always tell me they got a geschmack. At least when they say that, those psukim. Because I'm sad. Abai was here. I have the same thing in Halacha. When I was about the same age, less than a bar mitzvah bocha, a guy came into Rabbi Yankov, a ben Torah. It was Erev Sukkos. He came with his lulav and esrog. First he asked Rabbi Yankov to look at it. Rabbi Yankov, look, it's good. He asked Rabbi Yankov, Efshid Rashiva came again in Epizara, something like a geshmakite, in, you know, meaning like a, something I should have a geshmak in the mitzvah. Rabbi Yankov was dumbfounded. He looked at him and he goes, the house tach the dalad minim. You're holding the dalad minim. I should give you something tips to give you what? What? The guy was a shtickle disappointed. The next time I saw him, I knew the guy. The next time I saw him, I said, I want you to think you shouldn't feel so bad. Rabbi Yankov, the way he understands the dalad minim, so when he looks at his esrog, he's looking at the ganze lulav hagozel, with everything that goes into that esrog. And he looks at adasim, all the sheikness, and it's all coming out. Now it's what I know so clearly, now I'm doing it. Gevaldik! It's the difference between Colin playing basketball and Bezalel Rudinsky playing basketball. I have no geshmak I playing basketball. Because I get the thing into the hoop once every yovel. Why should I have a geshmak doing that? Chavdish can shaychus with them. Colin is a fish in water. Colin a geshmak had to play basketball. Forget Einstein. I'm almost the way Reb Chaim described basketball with the shayla. Haim mutar l'sachek b'Shabbat kadursal. So Reb Chaim explained. He said, "What is it? You know, you take the ball, you go to the basket, you put it in." He goes, "Stainish. Leges Arayim fal Shabbos." Put it in before Shabbos. What's the problem? Put it. You have to appreciate something, right? You have to understand it. It's like a geshmakheit in it. Even a stupid thing, you have to have an understanding in. To understand. So by Reb Yankov, the Dalad Minim, the ganze perek Dalad Minim. What do you know about Dalad Minim? You came to Reb Yankov. All you know is you're supposed to bring your esrog to Reb Yankov, and you brought it to him, and he went like this. It's good. So. That's why, to hear Reb Yankov goes, he wasn't really saying you're holding the esrog. He's saying, you're holding lulav hagozel. You have a living lulav hagozel. And you all will be murdered to me, that if you take any siman in Shulchan Aruch, and you learn it through and through, and you know it with all the shittas and all the shailas and everything, and then you do that mitzvah, it's a different geshmak guide. Because you're comfortable with the mitzvah. It's not a foreign thing. It's not foreign to you. This is your thing. This is mamish, your thing. It's a whole different vault. I have an old man in the neighborhood, a tzaddik of a guy. He wanted to make an umbrella, a Shabbos umbrella. He wanted to make a Shabbos umbrella. An umbrella that you could open on Shabbos l'chol adeh. It's not just the chsam seif. That the Neid Bida would also let you open on Shabbos. So he, adorable umbrella. He brought it to me. Mamish, a panic, this umbrella. He made a little cap on top of the umbrella. It looks like a yarmulke. So that even when you close the umbrella, it's a tefach. And that way you're only meisiv. He wasn't doing it for money. The guy's very wealthy, this guy. He's a very wealthy guy. He doesn't need any putus. He's a shver of somebody in my shul. Shver of a couple of people in the neighborhood. I'm a tiring guy. Tiring. He spent mamish years on this. He went to Gedolim. He spent some time with me also in my office to try to show me what he's doing, if he could make it better. So I gave him a couple of more extra etzes. Well, my sir, between you and I, umbrellas are not going to go public on Shabbos, no matter what you do. But the guy's a charangelect. The man is close to 100 years old. He's close to 100 years old. Okay? I never understood till this umbrella. Why, I was once giving a shiur in shul on Shabbos, and I was talking about the heter of opening and closing a shlak on Shabbos. You're allowed to if you should keep it a little open, closed. He was in the front row, this guy. He was in Shammai. When I was giving that shiur, I was wondering what got him so excited. Then he came to the umbrella, I chapped. This is the sugya. He went into Binyan. This was Mamish his sugya. So when I was giving shir, he was in Galen. So that's the way it is. And that's the way every mitzvah is. That's every mitzvah. If you're in it. So really, all of the Mamori Chazali, I think, are telling us one thing. Telling us one thing. Number one, it's telling us that Torah is a tachshit. Torah has to be valued. Torah can't be looked upon as an obligation. I have to do this, I have to do that. You should look at it as Levi Aschein. It's not an oil. When a person carries this is what I was telling somebody recently, you know, about the bodybuilders, all these bodybuilders. You could ask this, Ari Walken, he could tell you about this stuff. Right? Because he's very Isaac in these inyonim. So, no bodybuilder ever looks at the weights as an oil. Gewaldig! Pump 50, pump 100, pump 150, pump! It's gewaldig! The guy's mama, he's a gun! Right? To me, it's carrying a suitcase. Say, would you like to carry this suitcase, 150 pounds, Meshugin cup on it? Put on wheels, then we'll talk. Doc, can you give me 150 pound weight? I'll roll it. I'll pick it up, Meshugin. By me, it's an oil. But the guy who looks at it, that this is building up his, what do they call that again? The Gansamaisen. Right, whatever it is. The Gansamaisen. Huh? Peck, that's what's it? Okay, whatever it is, I don't think Benal knows these things either. That well, there must be somebody. But anyway, for my sir, to them it's not an oil. It's not an oil. No woman, you know, they have different carats. All of you know when you become chassanim, you could have a ring, a half a carat. You could have a ring, a carat. You could have 2 carats. Recently, I had a woman was in my house. She wanted her husband to buy her a 6-carat ring. 6-carat ring is mama shit. It's a sella. It's a boulder, right? So I was like, in my mind, I was thinking, you want to walk around carrying 6 carat? That's like heavy. Not heavy. It's jewelry. Those are heavy. And a woman who wears a big heavy necklace, that's heavy. That's not heavy. It's like hell. That's my biggest. I dance in the street with it. It's gewaldig. That's the pshat. That the Torah, Shlomo Melech is saying, if you're going to look at the Torah mitzvahs as an oil, it's not going to get anywhere. It's not going to get you anywhere. The Torah mitzvahs has to be something you look at as jewelry. Something that glorifies you. That's the first pshat. The second pshat is saying, if you take a look at something as glorifying, so you want to have it always. So because of that, the Eibishter created a matzav that you could live your life always aduk in mitzvahs. That's the second pshat. The third pshat, I hold as mamish pshat. There's many maises, many, many stories with Gedolei Olam. And this is not moifsin. People say it's a moifsin. It has nothing to do with a moifsin. Many stories with Gedolei Olam that when they were holding and learning, when they were holding and learning, they felt no pain. They felt no pain. The Briskerov had surgery where they cut into his body without anesthesia. The Briskerov had a surgery without anesthesia. Why didn't he have anesthesia? Because he heard at that point that anesthesia could affect your thinking. It's one of the possible side effects. And he didn't want not to be able to learn. He didn't want it to impact his learning. So he'd rather not. One of the Gedolim had a root canal done without getting numbed. I don't know if anyone knows what it is. Today, when people go to a dentist to have a root canal, they get a pre-numbing for the numbing. I'm not even joking. The dentists have a little, they spray a numbing. So you shouldn't have to show and feel the numbing. And the numbing of the numbing, you don't feel it at all. You don't feel it at all. Because chas v'shalom, you should even feel it. But a root canal, I can tell you because I had a couple of them, even with the numbing, sometimes, you feel it. Sometimes the dentist, then you know you're in service. The dentist says, after he gave you 2-3 needles, he says, let me pick up your hand if you feel something. Then you know you're in, because they know how deep they're going, and they tell you, pick up your hand if you feel anything, pick up your hand. You can't, mamish, when they go into your root, into the nerves, you mamish, the tzar is the same. Rav Steinemann had a root canal done without Novocaine, without being numb. How do you understand this? So his gabbai said, he was afraid, he said, he's going to get the thing, and then it's going to stir him afterwards, also he won't be able to learn. He's not going to die at home, eyes of him. He's going to get Novocaine, and then for 3 hours he can't learn. It's not worth it. The doctor told him, Rabbi, this is not that kind of a procedure. You can't do this without being numb. He's sort of Steinemann, very practical. He said, what's going to get to you? That's my problem. He said, no. I'm working around the nerve. If you start bouncing around from pain, I can't work. I need you to be numbed. Not you need numbing. I need you to be numbed. He said, I think he was writing then his chidushim on Zvachim. I'm going to put myself into a sugya. And once you see I'm deeply involved, you could do what you have to do. Rabbi, this is not a joke. But for Steinemann was b'didei. Steinemann was b'didei. He had a way to deal with doctors. You know, he fasted when he was 103 years old because the doctor told him he shouldn't fast. He only could fast. He asked the doctor, how much experience do you have with patients 103 years old? The doctor said, none. He said, okay, so none. I'll make my own hashoga. Well, my sir, he sat through the whole thing. The doctor is made. The way come, the way zo. He didn't move. The Briskerov, they cut open his skin. They did a surgery. I don't know, heart surgery. It wasn't open heart surgery. But they did a surgery without putting him out. Right? What's the pshat? The pshat is that by them, the Torah is such a encompassing total, it's a different experience. Different experience. You all know that in karate and in other types of chokhmas, where you can go through a zone where you don't feel certain things. Even lahavdil, not through Torah. Not through Torah. That's the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara is saying in Erevin that if you really, if the Torah becomes a Levi Aschein, if the Torah becomes something which you value, and you're engrossed in it in the mitzvahs, then life becomes much more manageable. Because that becomes the ikar. That becomes the ikar. And if it becomes an ikar, you rise to the occasion. So your roish, it could be, we could even say pshat chazalas, the chosh peroish won't stop you learning. You'll be able to. Yaseh b'tara. Chosh b'chol gufay, you'll still be able to yaseh b'tara. Which is exactly what I learned to Mishnah Pigyot. Kachi darke shol tera. Pas moch techa, maim tzutishte. It's a pshat. They say when Rabbi Chanan came to raise money in America, Balabatim told him, what are you raising money? The yeshiva has no money, the boys have nothing to eat. Kachi darke shol tera. So Rabbi Chanan asked him and said, that's not the way you read the Mishnah. Peloshen t'miyah. What? You should only have bread and salt? Rav Chaim Pinchas Scharnberg Zatzal, he was here in Muncie collecting money for Torah. So he said over that Rabbi Chanan, he said, how does the end of the Mishnah work? He said, the end of the Mishnah is saying, the im! And if that's what you think it's about, Atoisekein, you do it. Don't turn to the Talmud Chochem. You do it. Alamai, you don't know if that's dark or something. But the way I learned the Mishnah Kipshutai is you want to know if you really reach the level of Torah, where Torah really is part of you? It has to be that if you were to be in a situation of Mayim Ba Mesuratish, Dalorot Tisham, Chayetzah Tichya, still Ba Torah Torah. Not the Mishnah saying that's the way you have to live your life. But the Derech of Torah is that it could bring you to a point where you're oblivious because you rise to the occasion. And the Meilu, Batera Atomo, and it answers also Ashrecha Bailamazah. Because how great is it to be able to live in this world and not to always feel gechepert? Not to feel bothered by everything. That's why the tzaddikim are so gelassen. Because the world doesn't mean so much to them. The nuances that make people crazy don't mean so much to them. They're busy, they're worried for much bigger things. Doesn't mean so much to them. The Gemara says that you have to look at this world like a chasana. The Gemara Nerven. Chatoi v'choyl, chatoi v'choyl. Grab, chaparayim. Chaparayim. You know guys by a chasana, by a shmugas board? And right by Badekin, that's where you should look. If you want to look at this Gemara, right by Badekin, where everybody knows, in 2 minutes, the sushi's gone. You got to see what happens to people. They lose every semblance of anything. Because in 2 minutes, it's gone. I sometimes am talking to somebody, by a chasana, and it's mamish that time, during that time when they're about to, or in the kabbalah's ponim, the waiters are coming, they're about to take the shaking dishes out. They can't concentrate. They're talking to me. They have their hair. They don't want to. I'm their own. They can't just walk away. I mean, otherwise they would just put me in the ground. But Nebuch, they're stuck with me. But it's like this. I can't talk to them. A couple of months ago, I just told them, do me a favor. Go, please. Take it. I'll talk to you later. You can't. Because you're living over there with the sushi. That's the over there. That's your life. That's the way it is. Torah could elevate you. Torah and mitzvahs could elevate you with these little stupidities. They don't mean so much to you. If they don't mean so much to you, so you're comfortable. That's shayasim matar. Memeilu mischape. That's pshat in the marashah. Memeilu mischape. Not that you're going to get cured, but you'll rise up to the occasion that these things won't hurt you in that way. They won't affect you the same way. That's the hezbollah.